Hey everyone.
Yo.
Today is World Day Against Cyber Censorship. And we here at Going Terribly stand with everyone against cyber censorship and the government's attempt to censor us. And so, in this opening, we're going to be saying some hot takes.
You better get ready.
Things that we wouldn't normally say.
No.
Things that might get us kicked off the air.
Gasp.
And I dare you, Spotify. I dare you, Apple. I dare you, U.S. government.
Triple dog dare you.
To take us off the air. Here we go, Alice. You ready?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey is a turd.
Elon Musk ruined Twitter.
Christopher Columbus was guilty of genocide.
Oh, yeah. Shein and Temu make some really inferior products disguised as frugal deals.
I don't know what that means. I'm glad Hitler killed himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Multi-level marketing schemes merely exploit tenuous friendships and create the illusion of business ownership.
Truth. I'm gonna diarrhea all over myself.
That's not a hot take.
It can be.
This is
and this is
and this is
my penis is exactly 1.5 hamsters. Welcome to episode 180.
Oh my gosh, are we doing something special today?
Of Going Terribly.
So no.
I was planning on using that weird voice for the entire episode. Is that going to be?
You'll probably have no voice
I've
for work
stopped.
Tomorrow.
That's okay. Maybe I could just keep making this voice the rest of the week. And they'll say, what are you doing? And I'll say, it's episode 180 week. Do you like it?
I don't know. After a while, it kind of makes me feel I'm listening to commercials, advertisements for like WWF.
Oh, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The World Wildlife Fund Foundation, whatever that is.
Yeah.
With the pandas and the whatnots. Hey, listen, we discussed this a little bit beforehand that, you know, it's episode 180, and I think we've talked about everything there is to talk about. So I'm pulling
so
up.
So we're ending. No.
We're fine. But I've been wanting to do this anyway. I want to test our skills.
Oh, our improvisational skills?
Well, our conversational skills. If we're just dropped in the middle of something, how are we going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring up...
What is this, Toastmasters?
I'm going to bring up codebeautify.org/random-topic-generator.
Wow.
That's right. You can play it. You can play along at home. You'll probably get different topics. So I'm going to hit this button here that says 5 topics.
Mm.
And let's just cover a topic.
Okay.
Okay, let's leave it to the fates and the internet. And I think there are only like 300-something topics even in here.
Oh.
But,
that's very few.
Yeah, I may be wrong.
In the whole world. Come on, Code Beautify.
Right? The ones that are on here right now that we're going to skip, so don't you dare start talking about them. But if you want to know what's on my screen, hockey's on there.
We've talked about hockey so much.
We really have. I feel like I've learned so much about hockey, though.
Like with the Stanley Cup. Oh, wait. That's not the
Nope,
hockey.
That's not. Like, there's no try time. They call it intermission. What the frick?
Yeah.
That's stupid. There are kind of autonomous Zambonis, but only kind of, because some other dude has to go help, too. And we're accidentally talking about hockey. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna hit
oh,
this.
I thought you were going to talk about the other ones.
Oh, fine. Well, we stuck on these ones, I think.
Oh, no.
It says, what piece of technology would look like magic or a miracle to people in medieval Europe?
Oh, my God.
A cell phone.
I mean, that's everything.
A television. A virtual reality.
Penicillin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going for entertainment, and you're like, things that help save lives.
Middle Ages.
Pacemakers. Minstrel cup.
No, I'm pretty sure that's an old enough kind of design, like the basic structure of it. It's a bowl.
They've probably shoving it up there like as punishment. Witch! Shove this up there!
Or pleasure.
Yeah. Witch, shove this up there. What else? What will the future of education be?
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about that.
You don't have to. These are the five topics we're not talking about.
Right, right. It's
the dumbest thing. Mining? I'm glad we don't have to talk about mining. I'm really nervous about the topics that are going to come up.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
And well, there were five. Fifth one was cards.
Oh, for it.
We could have done cards.
What kind of cards? Oh, that could go on forever.
Here we go. Five topics. Boom, 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 boom. Psh. What or who has taught you most of the information you use regularly?
My God.
Yes, yes. So what or who has taught you most of the information you use regularly, Alice?
You know how on Facebook people post surveys like, you know, what kind of breakfast food do you love the most?
Oh.
And they give you some choices.
Are those still... Oh. Oh, oh, like, okay, like, okay.
A like could be the bacon, a love sure. can be sausage, so, and then, or,
that sausage.
Yeah, or they give you, like, three rows of choices, and you have uh-huh. to make a combination of things. I never know how to answer those. Like, I scroll across them, and I know nothing about myself or my tastes. So I never interact with those posts, and I feel like I just had that moment, like...
Oh, man.
I didn't know how to answer.
Okay.
So I guess I failed this experiment that we had to prove that we could talk about anything.
Oh, I was just going to say school.
You know Moving nothing from on. School.
No, I mean, it's Google, right? What do I even know? I don't know if I know anything anymore.
Exactly. I don't think you know from Google because we don't retain that knowledge.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
because we can look it up all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I know anything. What or who has taught
right.
you
yeah,
most of the information?
I
yeah,
don't know anything about what I know.
like early 90s WrestleManias, I think, taught me a lot. Mid-90s NBA basketball broadcasts. Everything since then, I've been Googling. I'm sorry.
Those are hobbies, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was things I do in my job. Like,
sure.
Well, more recently, I thought about things that I learned from audiobooking, and I guess I learned from a former voice professor of mine, Andy Arndt. But like that only
good
occurred.
Good answer.
But that only occurred in the last 3 years of my life, so it doesn't seem all encompassing enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like all my other schooling, like I still use every day, but
well, we're in our 40s. Uh-huh. So we are not, there's not going to be one answer.
Right.
We yeah. don't have like a mother telling us, this is what Jesus is. This is how to play checkers. You know, this is how you eat your broccoli. You know, they're not going to tell us every, there's going to be different people for all those subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to get, everyone, you have to get your information from various sources.
And not your mother.
Probably not your mother. What does she know? Alice, what's Jeez. Your what's your favorite way to decompress from a long day at work?
God. I hate questions like that, too.
I assume it's because the answer is masturbate. The third question.
I don't know what decompress means.
You know, like, oh, you've been stressed at work all day. The kids that you teach were little buttholes. They poop their diapers or they...
What?
whatever, they didn't turn in their homeworks. They plagiarized again.
Oh,
know?
No.
That kind of thing.
They used AI to generate their work.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you get home? You just stand over the kitchen sink and eat some turkey bacon?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
How did you know?
Mine is similar, but I'm sitting at my desk chair... with, like, ice cream.
Really?
So.
That's now, kind of a cliche.
No, ice cream's late night. Ice cream's late night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey. Let's talk about food for a second.
Okay. Is that the next category?
It's not. No, the next category is Asia. So keep that in mind. We'll come back. We'll come back to Asia.
Okay.
It's going really great. Codebeautified.org/random-topic-generator. How about last Sunday... when we watched the All Elite Wrestling pay-per-view, Revolution, and we had ourselves some meat madness.
Ooh.
You want to talk about meat madness, Alice?
That was very meaty.
I made a list. So they were supposed to have a match at the show called Meat Madness. And for people who don't watch wrestling, I know what you're thinking. It sure does sound gay, right? And so what if it was? But so we decided to have a Meat Madness food dinner thing.
The thing is, the wrestlers are all like really large wrestlers. So when they hit, the crowd shouts meat.
Yeah.
That's why it's called that.
They're big, beefy dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to have our own Meat Madness for the foodstuffs. I made a list, Alice, mm-hmm. of the stuff that wasn't yours. And then you can tell everybody what you added to the program.
Okay.
So there were hamburgers, beef hot dogs, turkey franks, pork chops, fried bologna, bacon, breaded chicken breasts, beef summer sausage, hard salami. That's all stuff I brought.
Hard salami. And fried bologna was really interesting.
Oh, thank you.
It was really dark.
Yeah, I darkened it.
With what?
Love.
Ew.
My heart. Just cooking. Mm. It was just bologna fried in butter.
Mm.
That's all we got. And then there was pulled pork also that somebody else brought.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice?
I made a charcuterie tower.
It was a fine charcuterie.
And, okay, so I curated the meats. I didn't cure them. But there was a chorizo and a hot pepper sausage. And then a Chinese sausage that's kind of sweet. Pancetta.
Yes.
And then I actually, I got there late, so Doug and Josh set it all up, and it looks so good.
And there were pepperonis.
Mm. I don't think those were mine.
Yeah, they didn't come from me.
Oh. Oh, it was a bunch of softer meats, like prosciutto and sopressata, which I don't really know what it is. But then I made this really cute thing. They were bacon twists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were a hit.
They were a big hit. They were all gone.
Yeah, I don't think they were. I had a bit the next day. But they were twisty. And I had to make a concoction of brown sugar and cayenne pepper. And the recipe asked for mustard powder, but I didn't have any. So I substituted cumin, and that really made the difference.
It's not really the same thing at all, but...
Who uses cumin for anything?
You! You use cumin every chance you get.
It's meaty. It adds a bit of meat. Spice to more meat.
You're like, is there a way to put cumin or rosemary in this?
Yeah.
That's you with everything.
I don't think rosemary would have worked with this.
Nah, it would have been terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. I'm glad you made it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the nice surprise. It was nice to have a little sweet meat.
Sweet meat.
Sweet meat. And we're all still here to tell the tale.
Oh, like we didn't get...
dead. We didn't get dead.
Did you get the frothy pea?
Oh, you know I got the frothiest of peas.
Look, I don't think that's true.
What's that?
Like, I didn't get frothy pee.
You didn't get frothy pee?
I think froth is often made by the weight of the urine, the velocity.
It can be made by any number of things. Mm-hmm. It can be made by any number of things. But one major thing is excess protein being peed out.
Mm.
And it gets them...
My stream is just not powerful enough to make the froth.
I had so much meat, so much protein. My pee was almost all head.
It was like egg whites.
Gross. Ugh. Egg whites are gross.
What?
I'm not talking about my pee. It's egg whites themselves. No, I'm just kidding. But it is weird. Like, the yolk is clearly the best part of the egg. In the
No.
And then so many people are like, let's throw that away and just have whites.
I hate egg yolks. Like
really?
Hard-boiled egg yolks. They're so chalky and they get stuck in my throat. Frothy.
Asia, how do you...
I actually have a bit of that.
Okay. Tell me something about Asia.
All right, so last week was spring break, and I was actually recording an audiobook, of course, for Penguin Random House called Daughters of Shandong, except in Chinese it's more like Shandong, and that was kind of one of the discrepancies between like the producer and the author trying to decide which words I should pronounce with a more Mandarin intonation,
sure,
and which words I should pronounce more Western Americanized just because people might recognize it. So for instance, the generalissimo of the Nationalist Party, Chiang Kai-shek, like Western audiences know him as that, but his actual name is sounds more like Jiang Jiesi or something like that.
Okay.
So
you're about to hear me pulling my salami out. Just forgive me. The bag. I haven't eaten today, and
Generalissimo.
I'm a little.
That's his title on Wikipedia. I didn't really know what it meant.
Generalissimo. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He was the leader. He was the leader of China before the communist revolution.
Somebody let me eat. I had to eat some salami. Right. But you go on.
Anyway, so this book, it's fiction, but it's so real and harrowing. It's about these young daughters and their mother escaping China during the communist revolution and escaping to Taiwan. And it kind of echoes like my grandmother's story.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking as you were saying it.
Right. And it's like, I don't know too much of that history, but in just reading this book, you know, I was like, how did the communists like overthrow all the rich people? Like they would just went around and killed people.
Wow.
And, you know, it kind of makes me feel bad in that the rich people treated the peasants so badly that the peasants had an uprising, you know. And
they ate the rich.
Right. Exactly. And
wait, did they actually eat them?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Don't come at me with an enthusiastic yes, exactly. Because I got really excited
there.
No,
not exactly.
I'm also nervous about how excited I got there. Like, wow, there is recorded history, like, not that long ago of people just eating up each other in civilized culture.
Eating the rich. And I guess, yeah, civilized is kind of a, you know, a line there, too, because...
Oh, sure.
Because...
Developed culture, sorry.
Right, like, what became of the communists, like, it was, like, a terrible regime, like, tyranny, but that's kind of what happens. Like, when oppressed people rise up, they become oppressors, too. Anyway,
may I also say that I'm embarrassed by how much more delicious this salami became after we talked about eating the rich.
Don't be embarrassed.
Okay, good. I was like, oh, get in here, Musk.
Yeah. So the main characters of these stories, they were part of the landowning class.
Okay.
But the main characters, they were like. It was the wife who was married into a rich family, but still treated like a servant in her own home. And then her daughters, they were left behind, like the husband and the father and the other family
Kirk
members.
Cameron.
They went and escaped and they kind of left them behind. And so they had to they became refugees. They were shuttled off to Hong Kong and so many other places. And finally they made it to Taiwan and reunited with their family. And the daughter, the main character, like she was captured by communists for like a denunciation rally and just beaten because she was the only member of her family there to like pay for the father's crimes, you know, of being a rich landowner. So they beat her and made her kneel. And I was like, my God, like I feel like I've watched, you know, old Chinese miniseries about this.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also made me think like, I don't know. I think my grandmother's family was a landowner, you know, and in a way she had to leave and go to Taiwan too. And
I think you just answered the first two topics as well as you were going through this.
Yeah, things that I learned from audiobooking.
You learned from audiobooking? What's your favorite way to decompress from a long day at work?
Audiobooking.
Oh.
this book was so harrowing.
Well, I mean, you were, it was your choice to.
Yeah. Once I get home from work, I do the reading, like the prep for it. Yeah. So that was Mao Zedong, like, started the communist revolution. The nationalist leader, Chiang Kai-shek, had to flee to Taiwan. But then I feel like now my mom's generation, my mom was born in Taiwan after my grandmother fled there. Now my mom is for Chiang Kai-shek's original party, the Kuomintang. And they're kind of considered more conservative now. Mm. But the rest of Taiwan is a little more... more progressive.
A little bit country. A little bit.
So my mom keeps sending me things like...
Oh, no.
World leaders with fake PhDs. And the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, is on there. And I'm like, I don't know these politics, but you don't have to like try to indoctrinate me.
Right.
But I feel like I think her generation is still like, oh, yes, we need to reunify, you know, China and Taiwan. And I'm wondering, like, how?
Yeah,
and maybe I just don't know enough about it at this point.
Do we really need countries to come together to form other countries?
I think China wants it.
Okay.
And the Kuomintang wants it, like the more conservative party, but the more progressive party doesn't want it.
Man.
So it's so weird that when original China moved to Taiwan, they stayed the Republic of China, but only in Taiwan. And then the communist government became People's Republic of China.
Okay.
And it's just, it's like, who or what is China? And what happened to the indigenous populations of Taiwan? You know, it's like, it's just more imperialism over and over and over.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Anyway, Asia. What do you got about Asia? This book, Daughters of Shandong, by Eve J. Chung. Look for it in May.
There's an Asian restaurant on First Avenue where we live that had some really good sushi I enjoyed. I don't know a lot about Asia, okay? I'm sorry. I certainly don't know that much.
I teach it all to you.
That's true. And even then, I can only grab so much of it, you know? Mm-hmm. There's only so much I can grasp. You're shooting it out 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I don't know how much I really know either. Because this is a fiction book, but, I mean, the history was well-researched. No, that
I'm
means...
just kidding. Is there even a Taiwan? Have the tags on all my clothing been lying to me?
and my stuffed animals.
Well, I mean, we can't top that topic, I don't think. But there are two more here. We'll give it a shot. How can governments make education more efficient, Alice? You work in the education field. How can they make, maybe by getting their grubby paws out of it? Maybe government leave education alone? Maybe government giving education more money and then leaving them alone?
What does efficient mean?
You're right. Let's move on.
No. Well, so I went to the AWP conference earlier this year. Association of Writers and Writing Programs. And I feel like most writers and English teachers now, we're leery of AI. But then some of us are like, well, it's here to stay. So we might as well incorporate it and be transparent about it.
Absolutely.
There was a panel that I went to where the teacher... it works at a tech university. So a writing teacher at a tech university. So she's a minority. And the whole school curriculum requires use of AI. Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, a lot of teaching how to use AI or how to make AI.
Sure.
So,
I mean, this is where we were with computers once upon a time.
Right,
you know? Like, eventually you just got to require it.
Yeah, yeah. Efficiency is subjective. So are we talking about... outcomes like taking teaching to the test, or are we talking about learning? How do we even gauge learning? People have been wondering this for the last two centuries. I don't know.
First chance I get, I will email codebeautify.org/random-topic-generator, and I will ask them what they mean by that.
Yeah, and why are all these questions so alienating and polarizing?
One of them just said Asia.
So polarizing. Isn't it just a fun coffee chat, you know?
Sure. Okay, here we go. What do you think of tattoos?
Ooh.
Do you have any? There's your fun coffee chat or whatever you called it.
True.
There you go.
I like tattoos. Like, I like seeing them on people.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any myself. I think when I was 20 and I was studying abroad in Ireland, like, a couple of us wanted to get Ireland tattoos as a commemorative thing.
Some clovers or
I wanted to get the
rainbow.
Guinness harp. Because the harp itself is a symbol of Ireland. But it didn't have to be the Guinness harp necessarily, but just a harp.
I don't know what a Guinness harp is, but sounds good.
It's their logo of the beer.
Oh. Yeah.
And then in my 101 classes, like, our first day activity was to talk about tattoos and to, you know, address some of the stigmas in society.
Sure.
But like, I started that assignment maybe like 15 years ago, and it was a really cool first day topic. You know, like, the students were like, ooh, we're going to talk about tattoos. Wow, this seems cool. But 15 years later, it's not that interesting anymore because the stigma has decreased. And all my students have tattoos. They're 18 and they all have tattoos already. So it's not...
It feels a lot like, you know, go be unique and be like everyone else.
That's not what I was saying. Oh, sorry. I know that's what you're saying.
That's not why I don't like them. I don't like them, but I think, like, if you want to get, if you're a human being out there wanting to get tattoos, go ahead. Yeah, sure. It's your body. Do whatever you want to do.
Then why do you say snide things like that?
It was a
you're
joke.
You're like, I'm not judging. Oh, I'm judging.
I'm not judging. It was a joke off of how what you said. I was deliberately misinterpreting for humor's sake.
Yes, yes. I was just saying how the tattoo is not. It's more commonplace, so it's not. It's not.
Yeah, myself.
Doesn't generate
I just
that much conversation anymore.
Right. I just wouldn't want to wear the same shirt every day for the rest of my life at all times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to wear the same socks. I wouldn't want to, you know, anything. I wouldn't want to put have the same painting on my wall at home for the rest of my life, knowing it was always going to be there. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what I wouldn't want a tattoo. I wouldn't want to know that it was there every day, forever. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing. If you could give me a tattoo for like 6 months, I'd be like, maybe. That still feels like a long time.
Aren't they making like semi-permanent tattoos now?
I don't know.
That might be a thing.
But that's my stance, and that's just on me.
But you don't like them on other people either.
I don't like the way they look, and I'm sorry I don't. Like, I still think if you want to get a tattoo, screw me. Get a tattoo.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's just...
Yeah. I think it's always dangerous to get a tattoo of anybody's name or anybody's initials. And I'm not talking just about a significant other, because that can go south, of course, and
what
you're stuck with it.
Commemorating.
I'm talking about, like, okay, if they're already dead... If that person's dead, risk is off. Otherwise, they could break your heart. Or let's say you get your kid's name tattooed on your chest or something, and they go off and they kill somebody.
Oh, my God.
Let's say your kid turns out to be a monster later on in life. Then you got that? Like, it's double disappointment? Who needs that?
Wow.
You know?
Double disappointment.
I would never.
No unconditional love for this papa here.
Absolutely not. Why would you? You're just
a
person.
I agree, yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't come from a terrific upbringing. I don't have unconditional love for, let's say, a particular parent of mine. Mm-hmm. And she never even killed anybody. I mean, they never... Whatever, you guys will figure it out later. Like, yeah, if I had a kid and they turned out to be just a bad human, like... That's not on... It may have been on me, who knows, but I certainly don't need a reminder of my failure, I'll tell you that right now. But that's my thing about putting, like, people's names on there.
I don't think most people do that anymore. Like, those are the stereotypical mom with a heart, you know, and an arrow through it.
I know a lot of people who have gotten, like, kids' names, like, their kids' names and stuff.
Okay. I feel like most tattoos I see now are art pieces.
Sure.
Because there's definitely more exposure of tattoo as more than just for the person getting the tattoo, but also showing off the artist. And, like, honestly, I have an acquaintance, you know, on Facebook who is apprenticing.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing, like, flash pieces, I guess, you know, probably, like, the size of your palm, maybe. And honestly, I was, like, looking at her designs, and I was like, I kind of like these. What if it's time? I'm almost 40. Yeah, maybe.
I think, like, I don't know, maybe, like, making your own tattoo on yourself? Like, tattooing your own self? I don't know if I'd want somebody else's art on me for the rest of my life either. I don't know. It's the whole...
Oh, so something you design yourself.
I actually did it myself. Oh. You know, like, I don't know. I have a unique point of view on this, I know, and it's not popular. I'm sorry. But I'm also not here to stand in anybody else's way. This is my own personal opinion. It's like atheism. It's like I don't... You go do whatever, as long as you're not going to hurt anybody. Don't get a swastika tattoo.
It's the Buddhist symbol.
Don't force religion in schools. They're kind of... Those are the two things, you know? Like, you can believe in God, but let's not get crazy. You can like tattoos, but let's not get, you know.
Well, what's crazy?
A swastika is pretty crazy.
My mom has.
Racial slurs would be pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Things like that, you know? Like, oh, let's not put that on there.
My mom has permanent makeup from her 20s. Like,
really?
Yeah, eyeliner and eyebrow filler.
Saved herself a lot of extra time.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
But, like, that's how her makeup will just always be now. I don't know if she's happy with that. Awesome. But
yeah, I think throughout her life, it's always been good.
Okay.
I think now it's faded to, like, a green. So it might be a little strange, but it lasted her a good chunk of her life.
Okay. I would think, like, maybe I want this to match my shirt, or maybe my hair is not the right style for this now. I don't know how
well,
makeup
it's,
works.
It, I think it was just basic, like, dark brown, you know, filler and
mm-hmm.
eyeliner.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We got a lot of run out of tattoos. That was good times.
I might get one.
What do you want? You want some birthdays or something?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it would be Jack Kerouac's birthday. He would be 102 years old today, but he died in 69. Gone too soon. I thought you'd be pumped about that.
Oh, I don't know too much about Jack Kerouac.
Oh, okay. He seemed like highbrow and like readery. It's Liza Minnelli's 78th birthday today.
Ooh.
Liza Minnelli of Arrested Development fame. I'm sure she's known for other stuff, right?
Cabaret?
Sure. I genuinely don't know. She's one of those people where I just know her name. And then later on in life, I knew from Arrested Development. It's like Elizabeth Taylor.
Hmm.
I don't know Elizabeth Taylor. I know she married a lot of people.
But I only know her from that Flintstones movie when she played the mom.
She played Wilma?
No, Wilma's mom.
Oh.
And she was always getting on Fred.
Oh, yeah. That's a different Flintstones movie, Alice.
Well, yeah, Liza Minnelli was Judy Garland's daughter.
Wait, are you serious? Like in real life?
Yes.
I don't know anything about Liza Minnelli. Wow. I'm glad this came up in the random topic generator.
Huh?
Judy Garland, the little girl?
From Wizard of Oz.
Wow. I can't think of her as being an adult and then having a child and that child currently being 78.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judy Garland had to grow up fast.
Oh my gosh, did she ever. This is a very serious episode. You want to talk about Judy Garland's rough childhood in the entertainment industry?
Oh my god.
We just want to get right by that. We're just going to skip it. I'm going to skip it. It was a different time.
Hmm.
James Taylor is 76 today.
You got a friend.
Thank you. I've seen Fire and I've seen a little bit of Rain.
I've seen better days that I thought would never end.
I've seen lonely times when I couldn't find a friend, Alice.
I don't know the rest.
But I always drop thought I'd ball. See you here one more time again.
That's whose voice was that?
It's a little bit James Taylor, a little bit Scott Stapp. I'm not really sure what was going on there.
A little Aaron Neville.
Oh, it was a little bit.
I've seen Fire and I've seen Rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Was that all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Happy birthday, James.
Barbara Feldon is 91. A lot of older folks today.
I don't think I know who that is.
Barbara Feldon was Agent 99 on Get Smart.
Oh, uh-huh.
Lovely young lady. And I don't know where she's been the last forever. I believe she's also Judy Garland's daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
It's probably not right. Hey, here's something else from this day in history, Alice.
Oh.
It's not a birthday, but did you know that on this day in 2016, School of Rock, the TV show, premiered?
What?
Did you know there was a School of Rock TV show?
I did not.
I didn't either.
How long did that last?
Three seasons.
What?
On Nickelodeon.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's on Nickelodeon.
Who was in it?
Oh, like nobody I'd ever heard of, ever.
Are you disparaging Nickelodeon?
I'm not. No, I don't feel like I'm of the targeted age range. Not that there can't be things there that I could enjoy. I'm just certainly not the targeted age range. So who knows if I would like it or not.
Mm.
You know?
I didn't have cable. Wait. Back in 2016. I guess I could have TiVo'd it, probably. Or DVR'd it.
Sure, sure. Is this something you'd like to try watching now?
I guess I'll have to see who's in it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're famous now.
Yeah, I've never heard of any of the people, but that doesn't mean anything. I live half under a rock. It's my left half, in case you're curious. But it only has a 4.5 on IMDb.
Aww.
I don't know if that means anything to you. You never know. You can find gems, and it did last 3 seasons for some reason.
Right. And, you know, there's that camp factor, like, you know, from Justin to Kelly that I love. You
did. Which you've still never made me watch. I can't believe. After all this time.
And I think it's like rated a 3-something.
It's that high?
Wow.
I say that because everyone panned it. I'm excited to watch it sometime.
Oh, really?
I'm excited for you to make me watch it.
Okay.
Because, like, I never had a reason before. It's like, oh, whatever. But no, I want to see something like that through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Something you greatly enjoy. And is
that I can still,
otherwise universally panned.
That I can still make fun of, I feel like.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I showed you School of Rock within the past couple of years. Well, it was after we went to see the live musical of it. And then we watched the movie. In Paducah, Kentucky. And then we watched the movie,
which I'd never seen either.
Right?
What?
And you enjoyed both those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe this TV show. How do they stretch this out for 3 seasons?
Yeah.
Anyway. There's no Jack Black anywhere in it, in case you're wondering.
Huh. Someone in that movie, Sarah Silverman. We've been watching Stupid Petricks.
Yeah! Ah! Stupid Petricks over on, is it TBS?
Yeah.
Based off the old David Letterman bit, you may know.
Oh, that's why he was in a cameo in the first episode.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't understand. I was like, what's he doing here?
Oh!
Is he the producer? And I think he is.
Right. I mean, it's his bit. It's his bit.
I forgot
so.
That. So he just had people come in and show the pet tricks?
Yeah, on his show.
So it was, now there's it a was whole called Stupid show Petricks. Of it.
Right.
And it's a competition. His wasn't a competition, I guess?
No, it was not. I mean, it's a very mild competition, even now. Is there even a prize? I don't even think there's a prize.
Oh.
I think it's just there for funsies. But it's super cute.
There was a hamster that went through, like, an entire American Ninja Warrior course. Like a hamster-sized one, which is still really impressive. Like, it pulled itself up that warp wall.
Yeah. And there was a giant horse dong.
You know what? I think they just put that giant black censored bar in there.
You ever heard the expression, hung like a horse, Alice?
We didn't.
I know we didn't see it, but
at one point the horse kind of laid down and then the black bar wasn't there. And I still didn't see anything.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you this. How many hamsters do you think are the size of one horse penis? Like, how many hamsters would it take to make one horse penis?
Americans.
I'm not saying, like, to construct a horse penis. I know hamsters can't come together and like, malleate a penis from flesh.
Americans will do anything to not use the metric system.
How many hamsters is your horse's penis there, Bob? Oh, she's a good 11 or 12 there, Charlie. My penis is exactly 1.5 hamsters.
That's not a lot.
Around.
Ew.
I don't even know what that means. Like, is the length of 1.5 hamsters, or is it as fat as 1.5 hamsters are fat? Anyway, let's move on. It's also premiering on this day, back in 2002, was The Shield.
What?
One of my favorite shows, and we got to get back into that.
Right.
It's been a while since we've watched it.
Yeah.
22 years since the premiere, and that show is still... Like, it's still great. It's still topical. It's still hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a little gritty.
Just a little.
it's very gritty. If you've never seen The Shield.
And harrowing.
You love saying harrowing today.
I do.
It's your word of the day. Let me find something else that was harrowing. Did we talk about meat madness yet? All that meat?
That was harrowing.
That was harrowing. Did we talk about Liza Minnelli? Did we cover...
That's pretty harrowing.
Harrowing, yeah.
No, not heroin.
Oh, sorry. She was a heroine, I'm saying. Plus, you know, it was a different time. The program Hot Ones premiered in 2015.
Hotones?
That was one of those 60s doo-wop groups, right? Maggie and the Hotones? Is Maggie a good name for that? Raquel, maybe? Raquel and the Hotones sounds pretty good. Hot Ones, that's that show where they eat wings and answer questions? I don't know. They're, you know.
I did one of those challenges before. Like, there was a set of sauces from the Hotones program, and they were numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're still saying Hotones? I love it.
I think that's my nickname in a friend group chat, and it has been that for, like, the past 3 years.
Hotone?
Yeah.
So somebody was saying you're the hot one?
No, they were saying I was the Hotone because we were at a cookout or something, and I bought some pink Pringles that were the hot ones, but I couldn't read it. I was like, what are these, Hotones? And then that's how I got that nickname. But, you know, it's like Hotones.
Okay, nice. Nice. How about this, Jasper and the Hotones? Why hoes got to be women?
That's true.
Those men can be hoes, too. Mm-hmm. Jasper and the Hotones.
So his backup singers are men.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't saying, like, unless Jasper's a pimp.
Well, he has hoes, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who says women can't be pimps?
That's true. Okay. That's true. Daphne and the Hotones.
Hey, I like that. But anyway, so there's like bottles of these hot sauces, and 10 is the spiciest. And it was a card game, too, actually. And you had to go around answering trivia questions or doing truth or dare. Uh-huh. And if you lost somehow, you'd have to take the number that was on that card. And
yeah,
hilarity ensued.
Wow.
Just like a dab, just like one drop.
Sounds like it's your favorite way to decompress from a long day of work. Sounds like it to
play
me.
Play a round of Hotones.
Hey, before we finish up here, I have all these hot sauces ready to go.
Wow!
Just kidding. All I have is saltwater taffy. You want it?
Gross.
Oh. I guess it's not time to mention our new sponsor, Crazy Bee's Saltwater Taffy.
That's not a real brand.
Okay. You just no-butted my freaking head off. Try to go into a fake commercial here.
Oh.
That's not a real commercial he's giving you guys. That's not a real sponsor we have. Let the people decide. Before we go, I saw this article from, I believe, The Hill. And I don't know what The Hill is, and I didn't look into The Hill. But it was about a bunch of Gen Z slang words.
Mm.
The most confused Gen Z slang words.
Oh, so these are what the actual kids say. Like you always talk about, as the kids say, but like then you say something from the 2000s.
Look, I'm an old man. They're all kids to me. So these are the most searched for Gen Z slang words on Google. You know, like mom or grandma or...
Oh, trying to decipher what their kids
Liza
are saying.
Liza Minnelli's out there. Yeah. She wants to stay hip. She wants to stay relevant. I can hit these. Some of these I know. Some of these you know. And we'll go through them quickly. Well, let's drop down to the top 20.
Okay.
Here we go. Number 20.
You're going to Dave Letterman it?
Well, Dave Letterman.
Do your trombone hand.
I should just do top 10 then, I guess. But actually, from 10 to 20, it has some weird ones that I'd never seen. So, yeah, whatever. We'll start at 20. Beige flag.
What is that?
Beige flag is something that's neither good nor bad about someone or something, but makes you think for a second. You know, like red flag and green flag? Feel free to use it like the kids do.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe kids know the word beige.
Right? It's like ecru, eggshell.
Huh? No modern-day 15-year-old has ever been like, I want that beige dress. I don't think they wear dresses. I don't know what they do. They wear jeans with, like, really weird... I know. I'm so old. I know that there are, like, holes in jeans, but, like, they're, like, in weird places now. Like, up at the thigh, there'll just be a slit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Number 19, OOMF. OOMF, all capitalized. It's an abbreviation. It's short for one of my followers.
Gosh, I could not think of what it was. I was trying to piece it out.
Peace out. So like a TikToker would be like, oh, OOMF said blah, 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 blah. You know, That's a really nice beige dress you have.
Nobody said that.
Number 18 is PFP. You know PFP?
Isn't that a...
I'm feeling pretty good that you're just as old as me right now. For now. You're going to get them eventually.
We're not even that old. You know?
PFP is short for profile picture.
Oh, duh. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a health insurance thing.
You know those Gen Zers always worried about health insurance?
They should be.
What do you have, State Farm? Yeah, yeah, they really should be. Eventually, it's going to come up. America. Number 17 is sus. We know sus.
Oh, yeah.
We know sus. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's...
The suspect from Only Murders in the Building. They're really into, like, podcasts and true crime. Yeah.
Yep, that's what the Gen Zers are watching. Steve Martin and Martin Short. 270-plus-year-old men solving crimes.
Even Selena Gomez,
they tried with Selena Gomez.
Our generation.
Right, right. Number 16 on this list is OPS, O-P-P-S.
Huh.
O-P-P-S. That's anyone in competition or against you, your enemies. I guess it's short
opposition.
For opponents or opposition.
I thought
sure.
You were doing an acronym. I was like, OPS, like A, anyone, A-P-P-S.
I should point out to you when it's an acronym, when it's an abbreviation. That's my bad. 15 is bussin'.
I know that one.
You know bussin'? What's mm-hmm. it mean? It
means delicious.
Oh, it just means something is really good. Oh. It could be just like, man, that beige dress is bussin'.
Oh, okay. One of my students had used it in the context of food, so that's why I thought it had to do with food, but yeah, I guess it doesn't have to.
I did find two sources that both said it was just something good.
Oh.
That doesn't mean they both can't be wrong, because they're probably written by old people. And when I say old people, I mean me age. I'm not saying.
Why bussin'?
I don't
like bus. You ride the bus.
I didn't.
It's not cool, is it?
Well, what's wrong with bussin'? It saves the environment from UV rays. Or
you just talk about some of the inconveniences. Yeah.
Sometimes it can be inconvenient. Sure. Mm-hmm. 14 is chuggy.
Yeah,
if I'm pronouncing that right,
was,
and I think I am.
That was hot for a minute.
Okay. It's the opposite of trendy.
Hmm.
And apparently it's like when older people try to like wear trendy clothes. Man, grandma with the beige dress over there is real chuggy. That is not bussin'. 13 is DeLulu.
I've heard that recently, but I forget what it is.
Jason DeLulu. He's Gen Z, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not. It's a delusional fangirl or fanboy who believes they can end up with their favorite idol or celebrity.
Aww.
DeLulu.
Like, well, you know, if Katie Delirious. Holmes could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she got out of there.
Yeah. Bless your heart, Katie.
Now
go back
you're
to
free.
Pace.
Now you're free for Doug.
No, thank you.
Whoa.
No, I want her to go back to Pacey or Dawson.
Or Dawson.
Yes, one or the other. They were both so great for her. I don't know
as
which a, one she should
As opposed
end up with.
To real life person Tom Cruise.
Yeah. They have a real history, you
Just
know?
Just go back to the creek. Back to the creek.
Number 12 was GRWM. That's an abbreviation.
Hmm.
All caps, GRWM. Well, I'll tell you what it means, Alice.
Yeah, I was trying to think of it.
It's a vlog where you film everything you do to prepare for something. Such as your day. It stands
get ready
for,
with me.
Yes, get ready with me.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we've seen those. We've seen those. And then I go over here and put my beige dress on. It's a little sus, but OOMF gave it to me, so what are you going to do? Certainly not going to make it my PFP.
Those are rolling off your tongue.
Thanks. I'm becoming younger as I sit here. 11 is ick.
Hmm.
I mean, we know what ick is.
Is it different?
It means exactly what you think it'd mean. It's weird that it's on here.
Huh.
Something someone does that is an instant turn off. That's so ick.
That's so ick.
Oh. 10 is no cap.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one.
I think I learned that recently. Conveys authenticity and truth.
Mm.
Is no cap. Like, you ain't lying, bruh. I don't know why I couldn't make a word in that. Bro.
I thought you were saying like burrow, but with an accent.
I think I was going to say bro, and then the longer I held on to it, the better my odds of saying bro, and I still couldn't say it. Bro. Number 9 is Moots.
What?
Moots, that is not an acronym. MOOTS, short for mutuals. This is when you and someone else follow each other on social media. Alice, you and I are moots.
Wouldn't it be mutes for mutual?
It's spelled MOOTS.
I know, so. But isn't that like a joke, like how to pronounce moot? It's a mute point, or it's a moot point.
I've never heard it pronounced. I've only seen it spelled, but sure.
Well, you know that debate, right?
I don't.
Oh. That I only was know from like the 90s, I feel
I
like.
Only know moot point. I've never heard mute point.
I think people mispronounce it as mute point.
Mm.
But I wonder if this is making that joke because the word is mutual, right? But it's spelled M-M-O-T. M-M-O-O-T intentionally. Uh-huh.
Moots. Yeah. Number 8 is NPC.
Non-playing character?
Yes. Non-playable character.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And that's for anyone in your life who is in the background. They're an unimportant person in your life. Like, oh my God. My mom. That beige dress. So chuggy. What an NPC. Good Lord. No cap. No cap, Alice. No cap. Ick.
You're using all of these in sentences.
I'd like to yeet her. Number 7 is yeet. We know yeet is to violently throw an inferior.
Violently.
Yes. Yeet. An inferior or worthless object. I can't believe yeet is on this list. I feel like I've been hearing this word for like 10 years.
Right.
So, you know. Number 6 is preppy.
What?
I guess preppy is back in the lexicon.
In the same way as it was on Saved by the Bell?
Yes. Well, it's a girl who wears the preppy aesthetic style, such as Roller Rabbit.
What?
Love Shack Fancy.
Are those brands?
Sassy Shortcake.
These aren't real.
And American Eagle.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, once it got to that last one, I'm like, oh, these are real. I really thought you would have heard of those. I was like, Alice knows her stuff.
I feel like American Eagle is so old. It can't be preppy.
Yeah. I mean, where's our Abercrombie? Where's our Tommy Hilfiger? Where's our PacSun? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Where's our Structure? I had like a Structure shirt and a couple of pairs of pants, and I was like, these are the best thing ever. I hope nobody thinks I'm a preppy, though.
Huh.
Number 5 is Coquette, I believe. Coquette.
Uh-huh. Like a flirt?
Mainly an aesthetic based on reclaiming girlhood and embracing a fun-loving, bubbly personality.
Oh,
so
okay.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, to mean like girls aren't. Girls are can be themselves and not have to, you know, be tomboys to be respected.
Yeah, yeah. You can be whatever you want, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be a tomboy,
fine too.
If you want to be like Katie Holmes in Dawson's Creek, we're still going to be into you. You're pretty awesome, you know? Go get it, Dawson.
Femininity is not a crime.
Wait, is she with Jamie Foxx? Is that a thing?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
At last I heard, I guess.
Okay, okay. Well, wait your turn, Dawson, or Pacey. Let's not do things like we did in the old days. Number 4 is Riz. Okay,
oh,
sure.
Sure.
We got Riz. Charisma.
That's new.
Also, Rizma. That's the shortening of it into a noun. Oh, he's got some Rizma.
Oh, and so Riz is a...
Riz can be the action of showing charisma.
Hmm. Charisma sounds like that character from The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh. I'm unfamiliar. I'm not into the hip new movies. Number three is simp.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all got simp. This is when a man is overly submissive to a woman and gains nothing from it. Number 2 is, I don't know how to pronounce this, G-Y-A-T, gyat. I think it's gyat, based on what it is. It's got to be gyat.
Like, gotcha.
Nope.
Oh.
Gyat.
Goddamn.
Yes.
Oh.
It's short for that.
Mm.
It's short for...
Okay.
Yeah!
I'm going to start using that when I'm really into something.
I've heard of On God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. I found that one also. I'm going to start using Gah! If I ever see Katie Holmes in a beige dress, I swear to Gah! Ooh! Be bussin', girl. Number one. Again, these are the most searched Gen Z terms for people who I guess needed to know what they meant.
Okay.
The number one, and this was way out ahead of all the other ones, Pookie.
Huh.
Pookie. And it means exactly what it used to mean.
What did it used to mean?
What? It's a nickname you call your best friend or someone you really love. You know, like Pookie and Schnookums, you know?
Ugh.
So what I'm saying is we're free to use Pookie again.
You want to?
Yeah! Unless it comes off Chuggy. If it comes off Chuggy, maybe I shouldn't. Don't you feel so much more educated now, Pookie?
This is how we learn stuff from our podcast.
Woo!
Full circle.
Pookie and the Simp out.
Wait, who's who?